Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky." Around one, Ames lets it rip. Strikes at two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Pavlich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary.
Welcome back to the Talking Freo podcast, the podcast where we give you all the latest Freo news and updates.
In today's episode, we'll be discussing how the AFL has been granted a loan and what this means for Freo. We have our top five moments of all time as a Freo supporter, and we have news about Freo on the line to give him 30 seconds to name as many Freo players as possible.
So earlier on in the week, Harry, the AFL have announced that they have secured a $600 million loan to keep the AFL afloat. Their idea was they're going to go in with 18 clubs and they're going to come out with 18. So they're going to make every club survive. No merging, no folding. That's really good for us, and it really puts supporters' minds at ease.
Yeah, especially when we had to bail out Ross Lyon and Steve Rosich last season, that put us a bit below behind financially. So with the AFL getting this loan, really helps us to make sure the fans know we're secure and won't fold at all.
I think that also helps with some of the membership worries that people weren't going to get their money refunded back. We still don't know if that's the case, but I think this is looking a bit more likely that there'll be a refund or partial refund. There'll be something worked out, I think, for members who aren't in the financial situation to just give a whole year's membership fees for not really seeing anything because it's not looking that likely.
Yeah, I think the AFL clubs, including Freo, might hold off a bit, like getting refunds from the fans, because the AFL has said they're still going to play 144 games, the remaining 144 games at this point, even if that goes into December. So I think that's why Freo and all the other AFL clubs are waiting to communicate what's happened with the memberships to the fans.
Well, there was even talk of the grand final being on New Year's Eve, so Freo might be playing on New Year's Eve, Harry. Do you reckon that's likely or not really?
No, it's very likely, especially, well, this situation, our injuries, all of them will be able to be back to full fitness by the time we get back to games, hopefully at the end of May, early June. Which should be good if we can get the season back up and going again. But I don't know if this is our year to make the grand final, but we're definitely a chance with the 17-game season.
Well, because of the coronavirus, there's no ships in Fremantle, but the Premiership could be in there, couldn't it, Harry?
Definitely, Ben. Definitely, the Premiership could anchor in Freo for the first time in our history.
Yeah, I think that's a few years off, though, still. But it's promising the young talent, as we've mentioned in previous podcasts.
We're definitely looking like we're going in the right direction with Young, Hayden Young, Liam Henry and Caleb Sarong coming through the ranks. I reckon they all look like they'll be very good. Also, Michael Frederick looks like he could be useful in the near future.
Tobe Watson,
he's starting to show potential. I think he still needs to put a bit of muscle on, but I reckon he could make a starting lineup in the next couple of years.
So we've got some questions from our fans of Instagram once again. We do this every week, especially during this tough time with no footy. So if you want to ask us a question, just go onto our Instagram, talking_Freo, and we'll put it on usually the day or two before our podcast. Okay, so one of the questions was from KYGRFX. What are your thoughts on the rookies this year in Freo?
As I previously mentioned just before, I think our young rookies are going to be really good for the future of the club, especially Hayden Young with his kick. Caleb Tarong is like a mini Lockie Neal, that's what he's been prepared to. Liam Henry, absolutely electric. I think we've got a really good future, and obviously we've got Michael Frederick as well in the later rounds, and he's shown a lot of potential. So the next question is from Memes About Fremantle. It says, what are your opinion on the sledge on Corns, Ken Corns?
Yeah, so the sledge on Kane Corns, I thought it was hilarious, to be honest. Something about the, come on, buddy, let's drag these old frail bones. We're going to the goal square. Yeah, I loved it from Fife, just cheeky banter. I'm not Kane Corns' biggest fan. He's pretty controversial. I don't like some of the things he says, especially about Freo. So, yeah, I didn't mind Freo getting one back on him. So, next question is from Hawthorn Zone. How major was the loss of Ed Langdon?
Well, Ed Langdon was a very key player for us on the wing. Obviously, he had a lot of run. Still feel like he needed to have a bit of improvement in the kicking, and I think we got a suitable return back for him. We will miss Ed Langdon in the future, but, you know, we got some good players in return in the draft. So I feel like we got a good return, and it was a fair trade for both sides. All right, we've got another question from Hawthorn Zone. Do you think Sam Sturt can potentially become the next Matthew Pavlich or near him?
Well, it's very hard to replicate Pav, one of the all-time greats of Fremantle, probably the greatest player from Fremantle. So I think it's pretty hard to be the next Matthew Pavlich, but I think he could be near him. I mean, we've only seen him for one game. I mean, he's kicked three, but it's probably not a reliable indicator of how he's going to go for the next or for the rest of his career. We probably want to see him play a good season or two to get an indication of how he's going to go. But no, he's very promising, especially from the first game. He's training really well. Didn't play a game last year, but he was building muscle, so that's why he wasn't. I'm very excited. Another question from Hawthorn Zone. What inspired you guys to do podcasts?
Well, it was just before the trade period. We were just talking about what we want Freo to do in the trade period. And we were both like, oh, we love talking about Freo so much. So we decided we'll just make a podcast. And we do it. It's mostly for fun. We're doing the podcast for fun. We love talking about Freo. And, yeah, just started from there.
Yeah, it started off with about what was the first one? 100 views, or probably about 80 at the start. And then the next few really, really dropped to about, was it 13 or 14 each podcast?
Yeah, but we just decided we're doing this just because we love talk about Freo, so we just kept going, and that's just where we're at now.
Yeah, so if you guys do want to start a podcast at the start of it, the sponsored segment by Anchor, yeah, it's really easy. So you can just jump on and start talking.
The next question is also from Hawthorn Zone. He says, which Guernsey do you prefer, the retro Anchor one or the current one?
I like the colours of the retro one. I don't know about the green. I know some people like the green, but it was just kind of a weird shade of green. But yeah, no, I like it. But I've grown up remembering the current jersey. I really like the colours, like the purple, like the way it's simple, it's clean, it's nice, it's easy to recognise. So I think I prefer the newer one, but I wasn't around really.
I do like the retro Guernsey, but I think it's better as a one-off, not as Guernsey for the whole season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So last question, again from Hawthorn Zone, probably our loyalist question asker. What were your reactions when you saw Freo wasn't going to re-sign Hayden Ballantyne?
Well, I do think he was being slowing down for a couple of years when the announcement came out. He was obviously a very good player for us in the past, but I think like his time had come at the club, and I think, you know, sometimes things got to end when you want more, and that's for the best of both parties. And I think Ballantyne was a great player for us, but I think the time had come for him.
And I think the way that Freo sent him off was really good with his best mate, Sandlands, and it was fitting with the retro round, and the turnout from the fans was great, even though he probably we weren't doing that well. We were out of finals contention.
Yeah, definitely, because that Essendon game, we didn't play very well either, but everyone stuck out to the end, and farewell, two great players for us. Okay, so we're starting our top five moments. We did one last week on top five favourite players of all time from Freo. This week we're doing top five moments. So I'll start us off with my number five. Being Mundy's goal against after Siren against Richmond in 2017, and they scored with like 20 seconds left, and then we came back out of the centre bounce, put it to Mundy and won the game. That was a really good moment for Freo.
That was clean as well, straight out of the middle from Sandlands to Neil, straight to Mundy. How many seconds? Was probably 10 seconds left. It was great. Okay, so my fifth favorite moment is a recent moment last year where Nathan Fyfe, there was a young girl, Millie. I think she had some type of cancer, and she needed to go over to the surgeon, Charlie Teo, and I just really liked it. She got to toss the coin. Nat Fyfe gave her a big hug, and I thought that was a really good moment. From the Freo boys, they all got around her, and yeah, she had a massive smile on her face the whole time. Some unfortunate news. I think she's just had the cancer. So I think she's just unfortunately had the cancer back, so they're trying to raise money. Go over to the Freo Dockers Cheer Squad Instagram page, and they're doing an auction for a 2019 team signed jersey and a AFLW one. So, and all the proceeds go to Millie. So that's a really good cause.
So make sure you go over there, and if you can't, share around what the Freo Cheer Squad are doing, or if you can, put a bid in for the shirts. Okay, my fourth favourite moment, it was actually the first live game I turned up to, was Pav's soccer off the goal in round one, 2012. That was such a good goal. It secured us the win against Geelong, and I just remember going mental when he kicked that goal.
That was a great. That's one of my favorite goals. It was on TV the other night again. Replay. Actually, I watched that. I'm just excited as I was back in the day. My number four, was, like I said before, the Hayden Ballantyne and Aaron Sandlands retirement, their walk off. That was really emotional. Hayden Ballantyne was my favorite player growing up, and Aaron Sandlands was also one of my favorites because we lived in front of his auntie and uncle. Yeah, it was. So I got to meet him a few times, and he saw my ball. So I really, really liked Sandy, and it was pretty sad to see them both go. But it was I think it was the right way to go, like I said before. And I liked it how they how Ballas jumped on Sandy's shoulders and walked off like that. It was really good.
Yeah, great moment. My third favorite moment is, it was two separate parts to this. When Pav kicked his 700th goal in his farewell game, I just loved everything about what the Freo did for Pav on that last game, special shirt and all. Man, he kicked his 700th goal in his lap of honour. I thought that was a really good moment.
Yeah, that's my that's not my third, but it's up there. Yeah, my third was the soccer goal. Like you said before, that was electric. All the Freo fans in the background just rising as one. Yeah, that was my third favourite moment.
Okay, moving on to our second favourite moment. My second favourite moment was Mzungu kicking our first goal in the grand final. Like, something we'll always remember, how Mzungu kicked the first goal. A very exciting moment. Obviously, we hadn't been kicking straight early on in the game. And, yeah, Mzungu stuck it in. It was just great for all Freo fans.
My number two was the preliminary final last quarter against Sydney. I think we all knew that we were going to the G the next week, and the fans were electric that game. It's all the players, there's so much pressure, and there was just so much hype around it. We all knew what was happening next week, and it was just really good to enjoy the moment while it lasted. And that was probably my favorite game ever, I think. And yeah, the last quarter was, if I can call that as a moment, yeah, that was probably my favorite moment.
Okay, so moving on to our favorite moments in the Dockers history. My favourite Dockers moment is when Sandilands punched the ball about 10-15 metres to Hill. It had just come off the interchange bench, and he ran all the way and scored to send us to our first home preliminary final in our history.
Yeah, that was a really good moment. I was surprised. I was just thinking it was going to go out for another boundary throw-in, and then see Hill just grab the ball and kick a goal. So my favourite moment of Fremantle recent memory history, whatever you want to call it, favourite moment, was the Hayden Ballantyne goal against Geelong in 20 2014, Pav's 300th game as well, where he took on Jared Rivers. And, it's in our intro as well. I love that goal. It's my favourite goal ever. I can recite the whole commentary from BT. And, yeah, great moment.
Yeah, what a moment for Ballantyne and the Dockers.
So we're going to start this new thing, Harry, aren't we? We're going to start competitions with our listeners.
Yeah, so we're going to start bringing on a new listener every single week, and we're going to give them 30 seconds to name as many Freo players, past or present, and at the end, the winner will receive a prize from us.
If you want to be in it, just DM us at talking_Freo on Instagram, and we'll see if you can get on the podcast. So upcoming is memes about Fremantle. Sorry about the audio quality. It's a bit funny, a bit muffled, but yeah, it's not that bad.
So we have memes about Freo on the line now, and we're going to do a quiz, aren't we, guys?
Yes, we are. So thanks, memes about Freo. Go check his account out, great account. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers. Glad to be here.
Okay, so we're just going to do a quick competition. This is the first competition we've done on the podcast. 30 seconds, name as many Freo players, past or present, as you can. Your time starts 3, 2, 1, go.
Connor Blakely, Luke Ryan, Bradley Matera, Ed Langdon, Stephen Hill, Michael Hill, Adam Scherer, Andrew Brayshaw, David Mundy, Matt Fyfe, Taylor Dunman, Brandon Cox, Matt Tavernier, Sam Darcy, Roy Love, Lloyd Meek, Alex Pearce, Jesse Hogan, Joel Hamling, Griffin Lloyd, Bruce Conker, Darcy Tucker, Sam Sikowski, Sam Coyle, Jeff Farmer, Sean McManus, Mitch Croden, Matty Pavlich.
Time's up. Good job. That was a grand total of 28, so almost 1 second. Great job, Memes. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
Oh, that was a really good effort by Memes about Freo there. He scored 28 in the 30 seconds given. We'll see who else can maybe even beat 28 in our next podcast.
All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Share it around if you want to get some more Freo fans interested in what we have to say, or if they're just a little bit bored at home. Also, make sure to go subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we will be putting AFL Evolution content up there soon, playing as career mode, playing as coach. Is that right, Harry?
Yeah, that's right. So I think I'm going to do the coach career mode. Ben's going to do a player career mode. That should start around mid next week. It should be. Make sure you tune in on the Talking Freo YouTube channel. See you guys in the next podcast.